Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I am here with Ass Snack, Polly Cupcakes.
Hey, I'm here.
Well, Caps fans, as you may or may not know, if you're a new listener, welcome to the greatest Washington Capitals podcast on planet Earth, but this will be our most segmented, if you will, podcast for the week. It's usually Thursdays. We do the Hockey Troll Hip Check, which is my segment where I generally bitch about something. And then on a more positive note, we have Snack Time with Polly Cupcakes. And Polly usually says something positive, but he's been known to get out of lane couple times.
You know, I like to think that if I was any play in sports, I'm a curveball.
Jesus Christ.
His birthday's coming up.
Who's? Jesus's?
Yeah.
Yeah? Shut the fuck up. Alright. Anyways, real quick, just kind of top of the show stuff. Michael Kempney has cleared waivers and will be sent down to Hershey.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he had a poor showing in the preseason. I think he needs a good conditioning sent down in Hershey.
Yeah, I mean, he's missed so much time for his injuries.
Yeah, let's not rush it.
Yeah, give him time.
Yeah, and hopefully he becomes the NHL talent that we know and love.
Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah, Stanley Cup champion talent. Elliot Friedman has reported everyone on waivers cleared. So, Pilon, Fucale, they're still Bears, which is good. This is a good thing. Yes. So, for all the homies that cleared waivers, maybe we should, pour one out for them.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
One, two, three.
All right. So, I mean, continuing that message, I mean, it seems like not a lot of teams, there's not a lot of appetite for fuckery, if you will, going into the season. I think that's just, if everyone cleared waivers at the last cuts of training camp, which is pretty common.
Yeah.
Very common occurrence. That rosters are locked in. This preseason was a feeling out process, and like I said on Monday, I think the Caps played it pretty well. We are stuck with our roster in both Hershey and in DC. So at this point, we just need to figure out who goes where.
Yeah.
And it seems like LaPierre and McMichael are going to be staying with the big club for now. Until we figure out the Backstrom and Ovi situation. Ovi could be playing on the 13th.
Yeah, he may have played last night.
May or may not have. But Backy's still out. Samsonov probably played last night, but who knows. Again, we're talking into the future as we generally record all in one day on Sunday. So if you can catch us on, usually we try to record and stream on Sunday around 7:30, starting with the Monday episode and then going into our segments. So two different streams. If you want to check those out, Caps fans, we'd love to have you. So really interesting stuff, to be completely honest. Or interesting in the sense that it's incredibly benign and very much like what we would like to see in an 82-game season pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago. Crazy, man. It's crazy that it's 2 years ago already.
I know.
All right. Well, I'm going to be talking about fantasy hockey, and namely the one league that we are in together, and that is the Hockey Podcast Network Fantasy Hockey, which is for no money, only glory. And Polly, what are you going to be talking about?
We're going to talk about predictions for the upcoming season, and as I hinted on Monday, some curveballs, and really just what I meant by that was stuff that isn't just NHL.
Fair enough. Well, I think we should get right into the hockey troll hip check. What do you think?
Well, I did put some notes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So I have had a burning question that had not been answered. But
you should get that checked out by a doctor, dude. I don't know why you would be talking about it here, but okay.
Well, the doctor did respond. So my question was, we've been getting very ambiguous.
Oh, okay.
Information on where hockey will be this year.
Good point. That's a very good point. I tried to find the preseason game, which should have been a pretty good ticket item. Philly Caps. It's not a, I mean, that's a typical nationally broadcasted game. Understandable, it's preseason. Could not find it on ESPN Plus app. And I didn't do clandestine methods to go to a certain website or anything to watch it. So,
yeah, and it starts with a P. but...
what the fuck? I don't even know what that means.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, they keep saying so-and-so many games will be on ESPN, ESPN+. Plus.
Right.
So-and-so many games will be on TNT. So I reached out to NHL's Twitter, and I said, you know, can we still buy a package like we could with NHL TV?
Oh, would you, like, DM them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they respond?
I think it was, like, a customer service account. But I was like, can you do NHL TV in the, like, in the past where you could just buy all your Caps games?
Yeah.
And the only time you don't get to watch is when they're blacked out.
Right.
And so basically the answer is no. NHL TV is not available to Americans. Whoa. So we are at the mercy of local TV, which sucks for you and me because we live 5 hours away.
Yeah.
ESPN, ESPN Plus, and TNT. Now, a lot of the games will be on ESPN, ESPN Plus, but it's not like you can access every Caps game through the app. I think the Lightning game is on neither the ESPN family of networks nor TNT. So, game number two. The Avalanche game will be ESPN Plus. First game is TNT. So, basically, if you're in market, you're fine, because NBC Sports Washington will show it. But for the Caps fans that are elsewhere, like us, we will have to revert to watching the live feed and or clandestine venue.
Wow. And there's no... Or, what about, like, NHL Network, like, stuff? You can't do that. So you're telling me, like, getting, like, center ice is no more.
Yeah, so here, I guess I could just read the response.
What?
It said...
What the fuck?
Beginning with this season, NHL TV will no longer be available in the U.S.
ESPN, but wait. NHL TV is different from the center ice package
that you give through cable. I mean, the center ice package might. Okay. I mean, they say over 1,000 games will be available on ESPN Plus, but that doesn't cover it all. 32 times 82 is above 1,000. So there's going to be
good games. Good math there.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, this is just a warning and or information for those of you who are like us and out of the market.
Wow.
Not having a good time, dog.
Yeah. Bro, I'm just not having a good time. Straight up, not having a good time. Yeah. That's shitty, dude.
It is. But, you know, I have ESPN Plus, so I'm going to watch as much as I can.
I do, too.
Some of the games will be on Hulu as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to talk about before we got into the segments, just, you know, letting you know, NCAA hockey has begun. We had a big upset week one. Minnesota State swept UMass, who was previously number one, and they're also the defending champs. So the banner raising was not met with any further celebration. And Michigan, who has got a lot of buzz with all those first-round draft picks,
yeah,
they looked good. Big 7-1 win over Bowling Green. Notre Dame beat Long Island 5-2.
No one cares.
Yeah. And a lot of the other games were exhibitions, but this coming weekend, hockey's going to be full swing college.
Yeah. So if you're into the NCAA, check it out. Thank you, Pauly, for that update.
Go ahead. A lot of games will be on NBC Sports Network. A lot of Notre Dame's home games because they have a contract, but then also they just do like Friday Night Ice and have other games on.
Yeah, so if you care about Notre Dame, which most of our listeners probably do not.
Well, even if you don't, you can still cheer for the other team and watch college hockey.
Yay. All right, fair enough. Good stuff, man. Awesome. All right, well, should we get into it?
I think we should.
This is the Hockey Troll Hip Check.
My hand motions were so off on that.
Were they? They're bad. Yeah,
no rhythm.
It's okay. All right. So, Caps fans, I don't know if you knew this, but the Hockey Podcast Network has a fantasy hockey team, hockey league, that's the THPN Hockey League. It went last year. I almost won it all, minus one hit. One hit knocked me out of like the semifinals, and then, I don't know, some bum won. But I was rated number one after the draft, and basically buzzsawed everybody. I mean, I had a rough start, I think, which I think a lot of fantasy players can understand. But then it was just like undefeated past that. Pauly, you were okay. You were decent. Not your best showing, though.
No. It was very mediocre. It was not a good representation of my past success. Past success.
I feel like that's like you're explaining something to a very unsatisfied lady in college.
Oh my god. Well, I've had practice.
Alright, so I'm just going to read off my roster this year. And so what they did this year, and Shane Ryan hooked it up on the Hockey Podcast Network. Check him out. Good stuff.
Senzauer
is his podcast. He's a Senators fan, lives in Ottawa. Good dude. He sponsors that. He organizes all this stuff. So good shit. The roster or this year's league turned into a keeper league. Never played that before. Have you?
No.
Okay. Good. So we got to keep like some players from last year. So I kept Marchand, Shifley, Kuznetsov, Who else did I keep? I don't know. I just feel like I'm looking at my roster again, to be completely honest. I kept Eric Sinek. I kept Grubauer. And I feel like... Heiskanen. Okay. So, my roster looks like this. Brad Marchand, Shifley, Kuznetsov, Eric Sinek, Ehlers, Marchessault, Heiskanen, Giordano, Weegar. That was kind of a late pick for me. Oliver Ekman-Larsson in Vancouver now. David Perron, who I had last year. Buchnevich. Brett Pesce. Anthony Mantha, who's going to have a career-high year. Mark my words. Konefki. Verhage. Greenway. And I picked up Vanacek.
Nice.
I think I have a really... And I have Grubauer. Who's going to win the Vezina, but we'll get into that later. I'm super psyched about this roster. I think that, you know, the big thing for me, and if you look at this roster, it's a good mix of East and West conference players. Now, I did that so that I would have a high utilization. So not keeping guys on the shelf and mitigating having to make decisions on guys who are playing.
Right.
That's my whole goal fantasy.
It's so frustrating when you have, like, two guys play one night, and then the next night it's almost your entire roster, and you're just wasting spots.
Yeah, and then you're leaving points on the bench.
Yeah.
Right. So what's your roster?
All right. So I kept MacKinnon, O'Reilly, Burakovsky.
Why did you keep Burakovsky, you fucking homer?
He had a really good year last year, and I think he's going to continue.
Yeah, but, like, and I love Berkey, but, like, come on. How many points did he have last year? Not a point per game guy. Or was he?
He had...
like 30 points?
Well, it's showing averages, but... he had 0.36 per game goals, 0.47 assists per game. So.
Well, close to a point per game then.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
I also kept Charlie McAvoy, Backstrom, and Cal Peterson.
Okay, so what's your roster look like?
All right, so I got MacKinnon, O'Reilly, Burakovsky, Barzal, Radulov.
I saw you picked up Radulov early. I question that. We'll see how it pans out.
Okay. Kreider, McAvoy, Tyson Barry.
Okay.
Ryan Ellis, Matt Dumba, Brandon Rust, Anders Lee, Dmitry Orlov, Nikita Zadorov.
Zadorov? Jesus Christ. Okay.
For the hits, man.
Yeah, I get it.
Riley Chahan, Blake Coleman, Backstrom on IR, Cal Peterson net, Darcy Kemper net, Peter Mrazek in net.
So who'd you pick up in lieu of Backstrom being in your IR plus? So we have a IR... two IR slots and an IR plus, I believe.
Blake Coleman. So, okay.
That's a good pickup.
Yeah. It's just really cool that he's suspended.
Yeah. And I'm still showing Shifley being suspended. I don't know if he's actually really suspended.
I think he was the first game.
Okay. So he's out the first game because he wasn't able to serve all of it before they got eliminated last year.
Right.
The categories in which we're being scored for skaters are goals, assists, power play points, shorthanded points, shots on goals, shots on goal hit, and blocks. So it was plus minus last year. We moved it to blocks because plus minus is a stupid stat. And for goaltenders, it was wins, goals against average, saves, save against SA. What's SA? And save percentage and shutouts. So we changed it up a little bit from last year. You know, I thought that some of the categories were a little rough. And
is that shots against?
Yeah, shots against, I think. So here's the crazy part. Well, here's the wrinkle is that in some leagues that you just get scored as like an aggregate of what categories you win. So if you win big, you win that week, but you mitigate losses if it was close. Here in this league, which I kind of like a little better, is that if you win the majority of the categories, you just win that week. So it's just like a win for you.
Yeah, I like that better too. It's more like fantasy football. And I think it's just, it makes more sense, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you win your category, you win the week.
Right. Well, yeah. If you win more categories, you win the week. Yeah. Exactly. So, interesting stuff. Do you, Caps fans, play fantasy hockey, and how do you do it? I would love for this to turn into something with the Hockey Podcast Network where it's like, I don't know, something weird. Like, you figure out draft order by some weird game we have to play. Like, friend of the podcast, Nick Terraney, has a fantasy football team, and he, one year, he was like, yeah, so what we do is we all order pizzas to the party, and whoever's, and we rank everyone by, like, first pick is whoever's pizza arrived first.
I like that.
Yeah. Right? So, it's interesting stuff, and that's why he works at Barstool Sports now, so.
Yeah.
The genius behind the man there. But yeah, interesting to see, and I'm hunting for my first ever fantasy full win. I've gotten second place, got my money back when the Hockey Troll Super League was around, but I've never won outright.
I have.
You have. How many times did you win the Hockey Troll Super League?
I won once. One year, I rolled the entire season.
Yeah, you were a fucking force.
I got a bye and then lost in the semifinals.
Okay. So you've first and seconded.
I've had in the a Super cup League and a President's Trophy.
Right. Interesting. And you've been shit first year.
Yeah, I was very mediocre.
Yeah. Well, this could be your year. Probably not, though.
Probably not.
Your roster doesn't, I mean, just seems like middle of the pack guys. But you do have, you have Barzal too. That's an interesting wrinkle.
Yeah. And McKinnon.
And McKinnon, yeah. And
O'Reilly.
But, I mean, is O'Reilly on the downswing?
I don't know.
Find Who out. Knows? With, after St. Louis, I mean, he, and, you know, it's interesting because St. Louis only really had a good half season in playoffs.
Yeah. They would have, I mean, that would have been perfect for COVID.
Right. Exactly. The last half.
They would have looked good the whole time.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I hear you. Well, you know, it's a gamble. But you know what's not a gamble, Polly?
What's that?
Another week of the NFL season means another shot to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so I'd say this is a no-brainer. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Throw $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets. If either team scores a point, that's promo code THPN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, Caps fans, we will keep you updated ad hoc and anecdotally throughout the season. I can't wait till I play you and smoke your tits off, Pauly.
Yeah. I'm ready for that as well.
Pauly, you've already accepted defeat. It's weird.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe I'm just playing it cool.
You are. I think maybe. Now I'm worried.
Yeah.
Kind of like worried. Like, I'm uneasy. Your calmness is uneasy.
Mental games.
It is. It is. All right.
And don't forget, you can play fantasy hockey on DraftKings.
That's true. That's true. And daily. Daily yeah. Fantasy hockey on DraftKings as well.
I enjoy the daily.
It is good. So it's just like anything else. I mean, if you like daily fantasy stuff, check out DraftKings. Use code THPN if you've never done it before. Sign up. And then you can throw some money at the NFL and get some nice bonuses. And then you should be able to shift that into hockey. They don't care. It seems like anything on the platform. So check it out and thank us later.
Thank us later.
Well, Pauly, I'm a little hungry. I'm drinking a lot. So I've got the beer munchies.
I got just what you need. It's snack time with Pauly Cupcakes. All right. So, the new season is upon us.
It is.
If you're watching live, we are giving you our preseason predictions. If you're listening when this drops, you're getting it. It's still preseason predictions, but they've already started playing.
Right.
So
cheating a little bit. We got it like a couple games.
Yeah. But it's recorded beforehand, so
yeah.
It's
we're not really cheating. It just sounds right. Like we're cheating.
But we're going to go through the awards, and if we feel like commenting, then we comment. Or you could just give your answer and move on.
All right.
So we're going to start with who wins Rookie of the Year, the Calder.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I've got Marco Rossi.
He's in Dallas?
No, he's in Minnesota.
Okay.
So I think Minnesota's going to take this two times in a row. Because they had Kaprizov, but that was kind of like weird, you know, like a weird sitch. I think that as far as like truly... like, drafted, like, young guy, Marco Rossi.
Okay. I'm going with the favorite, or one of the favorites, Cole Caulfield. He's been so good for Team USA. He's been so good in college, and he played very well in the playoffs.
He did.
I think he adjusted to the game well. And I think he can handle the Atlantic Division pretty well.
Yeah, and Montreal really, like, kept him on the shelf to a point until they could get him into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, and then when he got there, he was gangbusters. So, that's a good pick. Solid.
Yeah, and the fact that he's a playmaker, I think, helps. Because it's easier, not easier, but you're more likely to rack up points than goals.
Yeah, fair enough. We have been through that a long time when debating how overrated Sidney Crosby is. So,
yeah. And so now for the Vezina, looks like we got the same guy here.
Yeah, we're in agreement. Grubauer is going to take this, right?
I mean, he was snubbed last year. I think if Seattle has a decent season, he deserves the credit.
I mean, if Seattle makes the playoffs, I think Grubauer has to get the Vezina because they would do it largely on his play. So I think it's a safe bet, literally. So if you're going to put in any bets in Vegas, like, check it out there. But there we go.
For sure. And we're in agreement again for the Hart, and I think this is probably everybody's preseason favorite, Connor McDavid.
Yeah. McJesus here. I mean, what, he's won it the past 2 years?
Yeah, I think.
And even before COVID? I'll give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't show any signs of slowing down, except actually the opposite direction. He's speeding up. And the fact that he's got Draisaitl is going to help his numbers, but I think he still is impactful enough that losing... I think the Oilers would be better... They could handle losing Draisaitl way better than losing McDavid.
I agree. One we're not in agreement in, though. It's the next one.
Yeah, let me hear who you got for the Rocket Richard.
Rocket Richard's the most goals in the league, and I think Ovi is going to take this.
Okay, and we'll get to your number later on.
Yeah.
I think Pastrnak. You know, they, 2 years ago, shared the title.
Right.
I think Pastrnak just having some youth on him, and back in the Atlantic, he's going to have a little more space. Because the Atlantic isn't a slouch, but it's not nearly as deep as the MassMutual East was, or as the Metro is.
I agree, but at the same time, he's been in the running for many years and has never been able to break through. And I think that the Bruins play, like the way that their team is structured, he's got a dish too. I mean, he's going to be their finisher for sure, but I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't believe it any, you know, and that's the thing about the Bruins, is like, there is no standout in the sense of, like, other than the Selke, which we'll get to here. But there is no standout guy, which is kind of what makes them good, right? It's equal opportunity.
True. And the final scoring award, the Art Ross. We both got McDavid.
Yeah.
Easy pick.
I think so, man. I mean, it's just, yeah. There's nothing else you have to say here.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get the most points.
Yeah, and the fact that his teammate is always finishing at the top with him just shows that he's going to get those points because they're scoring them separately and together.
Yeah. It's like, I wonder how many they... It's like a Backstrom-Ovi situation. They had to have assisted or finished those points like 75% of the time.
Yeah, I'm sure the number is unreal.
Yeah. All right.
Who's got the Norris?
Dude, the way that Carlson's been looking in the preseason, I've got to give it to him. He was snubbed for Roman Josi. And look, Josi should have gotten the Norris before. Probably when one of those years that fucking Victor Hedman won him. But I feel like when Carlson was up in a front runner for it, who, you know, at this point, now look, the Norris is not about who the best defenseman is, it's about who the highest scoring defenseman is generally.
Yeah.
Okay. But this was not the case when Carlson was snubbed because he had like 10 more assists or something than Josi. Now, does Roman Josi deserve a Norris at some point in his career? Like, up to that point? Yeah, absolutely. Probably, like, 1 or 2 years, but they kept giving it to fucking Victor Hedman. And I feel like right now, Carlson's put in his dues, been snubbed. Now he needs to get one if he can do what I think he's going to do this year and get, like, 60, 70 points.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty good pick. I think to your point, the Norris has almost become the best offensive defenseman.
Right.
And in that vein, I think Quinn Hughes. I think Cale Makar would be an easy pick, and he's probably a favorite.
Has Quinn Hughes or Makar ever even been in the discussion?
Makar was last final year. Three.
Right. Yeah. But see, that's the problem. You have to be that for like 2 or 3 years before you get a real serious shot at winning it. And I think that Carlson may be there if he can get into that discussion again this year.
Well, I think Quinn Hughes might pull an Adam Fox.
Did Adam Fox win it last year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, and that's crazy, right?
That was very against the grain.
Yeah. So, so we'll see. We'll see here. I don't know what the writers are doing, and this is why all of these awards are awesome for the players who win it, but also an absolute crapshoot and shit show.
And for the yin to the Norris Yang, the Selkie, looks like you're going with a pretty well-known figure.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bergeron again, because this is the one thing that the Bruins do, and I mean, this is like so Boston, right? This is like, well, you know, it's all about the team. Team play is good, always will be with this core. I think that Bergeron's a lock for this. I mean, who knows who comes out of the woodwork, but yeah, your pick is off the fucking rails. I don't know what the fuck you're thinking.
Well, so I'm going with a former winner from about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I think Jonathan Toews, in his return, playing as an older guy, a little more conservative, I think some of these factors give him a chance to be in the running. So now, I think Toews wins it.
Okay. Well, what I think you should have done is put a Masterton in here. If you had a Masterton in here, then yeah, I think which Masterton's the best comeback story. I think that's a lock for Toews if he can play 40 games.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't know. I didn't put that in just because I thought there's still time for something to happen that could lead to a story we're not ready for.
You're right. I mean, last year was Lindbaum. Yeah. And that was like a no-brainer. Of course, dude just beat a rare form of cancer and still played.
I mean, we don't know when he's going to play. This could be Jack Eichel. This could be Carey Price.
It's true. Very interesting for the Masterton. But interesting pick for the Selkie. I don't think it's going to work out, though.
Yeah, I kind of skewed away from my first thought for all of these, because I just thought...
What was your first thought for Selke? Bergeron? Barkov. Who?
Barkov.
Ah.
He won last year.
Right.
So, like, I've got all the favorites in my brain, you know?
Right. Okay.
But we'll move on to the team stuff here. Who you got winning? I drew that out. Who's winning the Metro?
The Caps, baby. Let's go. Let's go Caps. I'm a insatiable homer. I'd love to see the Caps get another Metro title, as I do believe that they can do. They just need to be healthy for it. And that's, at this point, a very big if. Having Backstrom on the shelf is never good. So, we'll see. Who do you got?
The Islanders.
And see, you know, fuck the Islanders. They're boring. No, I don't know. I don't know what to say other than I'm just butthurt that Barry, please come back, is not with us. Like, yeah. Just goddamn it. And just totally shot ourselves in the foot there. But I would say you're probably betting on smart money.
Yeah, I think so. Who wins the President's Trophy?
And see, I get what you're going for. I see your pick here. But I'm going to say the Avalanche finally break through.
They won last year.
Yeah, Oh, that, did they? Yeah. But that was like the COVID year.
Okay.
I think that they finally, because they haven't done it in 82 games.
No.
Yet they've been knocking on the door.
Yeah, not this core.
Not this core. Obviously, they've won it with WAH years, but they've been very close. Well, somewhat close. You know, they've been in the mix. I think that this year, because of how their previous seasons have ended, I think they're going to come out on fire. The Avalanche are going to be a very good team this year, as they are every year for the past few years. But, you know, I think that they're going to be a team to watch for sure. So that's my pick.
I got Tampa. I think they just.
It's a fair pick.
Yeah, they're good. They're going to stay good.
And you know, Tampa is obviously looking for a legitimate three-peat. I would say that if they win so they've won two COVID cups. I feel that there should be asterisks next to both of them.
I know.
But I think that two equals at least one, maybe yeah, like one sure. in like a percentage of another.
Yeah.
Back to back. And their core is still very much intact. So, who knows, man? You could be right here.
Let's group the next two. So, okay. Who's in the cup? Who wins it?
I have the Caps and the Avs. And this is a very Homer pick, and obviously the Caps are going to win. This is, like, super Homer-ish. This is the most Homer pick ever. But, I mean, could you imagine, though, like, it seems so foreign in today's NHL that the Caps and Avs play each other in a Stanley Cup final? Because of how many obstacles they have to get through to even get there, first of all.
Yeah.
And then finally getting it done, and then the Caps win it. I mean, and then Ovi scores a bajillion goals. I mean, come on, man. Ovi with the Richard and Cup, and who knows who wins the Conn Smythe? Probably Kuznetsov. If we're going to the Cup and we win the Cup, it's probably Kuznetsov that gets the Conn Smythe.
Yeah,
that's there true. It is. That's the scenario. And you know the Avs are obviously amazing. And then you know it's like, but I think that us going against Grubauer. Who's their goalie? Who's the Avs goalie?
Darcy Kemper.
Yeah, Darcy Kemper. I think that we could find flaws in Kemper's game. I really do. So that's my pick. Okay. What about you?
I have the Islanders beating Vegas.
And I love it because Vegas loses, but I would hate to watch Vegas work their way to a Stanley Cup final.
Because it would be through the Avalanche.
Yeah, I'd rather see the Knights just not make the playoffs and just go away for a while.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Suffer like the rest of us. You know? We had to work hard. Pull up our bootstraps to win a cup. Vegas just gets handed a team.
Yeah. True. All right. Who's your surprise team for the year?
I've got the Hurricanes, man. I think the Hurricanes, you know, if the Caps don't win the Metro, I think the Hurricanes might.
Yeah.
I think the Islanders are, like I said, safe money and smart money. But does smart money always pan out preseason predictions? Absolutely not. Rarely, if ever. I think the Hurricanes have a lot up their sleeves. I think that they have a lot of those team or those big names that maybe the casual fan doesn't see or hear or know about, yet they're still a force to be reckoned with. They're young, they're fast. I mean, I am scared of the Hurricanes. And the Hurricanes of recent have the Caps number.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the surging Minnesota Wild. They had a good playoff effort. They have last year's Calder. possibly this year's Calder winner, I could see them making a run at the conference finals.
Yeah, they just signed Erickson Ek. That's a big signing, though I think it came with a lot of ire, because Erickson Ek does a lot of things on the defensive side of the puck, but they signed him for big money, and he's not, like, I guess, what you would consider a traditional sniper. He doesn't really fit into that archetype from what I've seen and heard from him. But hey, I kept him on my draft league team. Or, I mean, I kept him on my fantasy team. So we'll see how that pans out. So do you think that the Minnesota Wild get past the second round?
I think
it's
like
a Vegas Wild Western Conference final.
I personally would not be surprised.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting stuff. I mean, they're going to get past the Avalanche. They're going to get past Calgary.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a lock. I just think they have the potential.
Fair enough. We'll see. I think that these are both good actually, I think these are both really good surprise team picks.
Yeah.
To be completely honest. Yeah. The others may have been like, somebody could just be like, you're fucking off your rocker. But
if these teams end up in the cup, we're geniuses.
Absolutely. Wow. We would be.
Yeah.
To reference back to this.
How many goals does your Rocket Richard pick OB score?
Now that I'm thinking about this, I probably should have gone fucking higher. Because he's getting winning the Richard. I say he scores 45. And I feel that's like conservative. But you have him lower at 42, don't you?
I do. I think that's what I told Nick Berlansky when he asked us. And right.
Love the consistency.
So
I think that if Ovi can stay healthy, and why can he not? He's the rush machine that never breaks. But we've already seen, like, some cracks.
Yeah.
Like, with the stinger in the left knee in the preseason. It's just really foreboding. I don't know. Look, Caps fans, we've been so lucky to see Ovechkin play with, like, 30 games. Before last year, like, 30 games missed due to injury. Or like, 30 games missed total and, like less than 15 missed due to injury. It's crazy. I mean, the man's broken legs and still played through the playoffs. Like, you gotta hope that you gotta think that continues. And you know what? I'd love him to just string up 9 goals in the next couple weeks here and just make me feel really good about this pick.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate, like, 5 hat tricks start the season.
15 goals. Yeah, and then just 30 skating on his ass for the rest of the, 82 games.
Yeah.
73 games or whatever. That'd be awesome.
82. Oh, the other.
Yeah, the other, yeah.
The remaining, yeah.
Come on, keep all up, right. Paulie.
Let's burn through these quick.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot.
We are. We're being dicks.
Penguins. Miss or make? Playoffs.
Only out of pure seething hatred do I say miss.
All right. I think they're going to make it.
Of course. That's probably smart money.
Who is going to have the worst regular season?
I think your pick's not bad. Mine's Buffalo, though, again. I think that I'm going smart money now. You went a little radical. And what was yours?
San Jose.
Yeah. And I could see it. Unfortunately, San Jose, how the mighty have fallen, right? For years and years with the Marlowe Thornton years, they were just like such a powerhouse during the regular season, just could never get it done in the post. And, of the West, they were the standout team that just wasn't the heavy-bodied, big-bodied, bang-em-up, get pucks in deep type team. They were the more finesse, more Eastern identifying type team, if you could say that. In the West, I don't think they have an identity at all anymore, to be completely honest. Buffalo, the only identity they have is fucking trash, and, this whole Jack Eichel thing is just like piling on more shit to the fucking storm here. I say Buffalo again.
Way to keep that one quick.
Yeah, sorry.
A bit of a throwaway award here, but maybe with the new contract, it'll get better.
Right.
Who wins the ESPY Best NHL Player?
Well, tell everybody the history of the ESPY.
Yeah, so the last five awards. Last year was Patrick Kane, which he had a good season. The two before that were Ovi, and the two before that were Crosby. So it's really going to be the sexy guy.
Right. And, you know, I think that I have a big problem with Patrick Kane, I'm going to be honest. I don't think he's, like, that great of a guy. I mean, I think that where there's smoke, there's fire. And if you want to investigate that on yourselves, Caps fans, you should just do a quick Google search. It's right there. And additionally, I think Chicago is in hot water, which we haven't seen. You haven't heard about this. But they have fucked up bad. And unfortunately, that is also not in the forefront of the news when hockey is for everyone. You know, I digress, but I'm going to go Ovi again. I think he's the best player in NHL. Best player in NHL. He's the best player of all time. Fuck him.
I got Connor McDavid.
Yeah, that's probably what it should be in when you're looking at a year.
Yeah.
In the past 3 years, maybe. Yeah. But, hey.
All right. Olympics coming up. Who you got winning men? Who you got winning women?
Oh, so I forgot that they gave three tiers. But I'm going to go USA, Sweden, Finland.
Okay.
Canada doesn't even medal.
For men?
For men.
Okay. And I got Canada, gold, Sweden, silver, Finland, bronze.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you know, like I said, same thing. It's just that USA wins gold.
Okay.
Fuck Canada, dude. Like, they should win the gold in every world tournament ever. It's an absolute national embarrassment that they don't.
Yeah.
So, I don't even want a place.
All right. About women?
Again, USA, baby. I mean, we just took the last one.
Yeah.
We're going to keep those good vibes going. USA women are the best. They're the divine light torch above. And we've talked about this a lot. The USA and Canada are really the powerhouses in the women Olympic game for hockey. And then Finland and Sweden are, like, really far behind. I mean, the gap between, I think, the other teams compared to the USA and Canada is probably less than a team like Japan to, like, Finland.
Yeah.
Would you agree, or am I?
I mean, Finland made the silver or the gold medal game 2019 World Cup, World Championship, and took Team USA to a shootout. So I think it's gotten closer.
Yeah. But I mean, like, overall world competition, I feel like the lower, I don't know. I just feel like there's a big gap between, like, the third best and.
I think, yeah, there still is.
Yeah.
So you got Canada, silver, Finland, gold, bronze.
No, Canada's in place.
Okay. Well, I got USA gold, bringing back defending the Olympic gold, Canada silver, Finland bronze.
Yeah, and I'll say, I think that, Finland's gonna go, silver, USA gold, Finland silver, and then, you know what? I'm gonna dark horse it, Japan.
There you go.
Bronze. Let's go. Let's repping that Far East Asia, baby. Let's go.
Well, speaking of professional women's hockey, the former NWHL, now the PHF, Professional Hockey Federation, who do you got winning?
I've got the Toronto Six, and I'm going to be honest, I do not know a lot about this league.
The newly added expansion Toronto Six.
Yeah.
This year's runner-up. I've got the Metropolitan Riveters.
And they're based, like, when they say Metropolitan, what do they mean?
New Jersey.
Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
And can't pump gas there, but you can sure as hell win a fucking championship.
Yeah, buddy. NCAA hockey. I'm picking Michigan. Do you have a real pick or just this trash talk?
No, I'm just going to say not Notre Dame.
Okay. NCAA women.
No, wait. You don't want to expand on that?
No.
Okay, fine. All
right. NCAA women, I'm going with the defending champ, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and so I'm not, first of all, I don't know shit about NCAA too much, at least. You know, I know that, like, there's the northern teams are good, but, I'm gonna go Cornell because I saw it on a website that they're top ranked right now.
Okay. Who you got? Well, we're both going with the farm team.
Oh, yeah.
Hershey, bringing back the Calder, Chocolate Town.
Let's go.
And let's bring it home. Who wins the coveted Kelly Cup of the ECHL?
I've got the Nailers, baby. You know, I'm going to go Homer here. I'm going to go Wheeling Nailers because I secretly just wish they would send us some tickets.
Yeah.
We are the best hockey podcast in Wheeling, so.
Yeah.
But sure. I think that's bar none.
Yeah.
And that's probably because we're the only one.
Yeah, I think so.
But at the same time, you know, I get, the Nailers are affiliated with the Penguins, so I'm very conflicted there, right? I hate the Penguins with all my heart, but I do really support the Nailers, and that's only because, like, we've talked about it before, man. Grassroots hockey, if you're a hockey fan that's only been to Caps games, only been to, like, pro NHL games, do yourself a favor. Go see a juniors game. Go see, like, a big juniors game, like the Erie Otters or something like the in the USHL arena, anything like that. You know, WHL, if you're listening from the West Coast, like, or ECHL, the minor leagues. I mean, the passionate fan base, there was literally just a Netflix show about how passionate these fans can get, and I like the Nailers, so.
Good. Well, I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong, because I picked the Fort Wayne Comets. I believe they just won this year, and they're always a pain in the ass for the Nailers, so they're just kind of in the front of my brain.
And who? Where's Fort Wayne?
Indiana.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So, those are our preseason picks, Caps fans. We can reference this and see if we were close or not. Let's go Caps. Hopefully we won last night. Got a game on Saturday.
Absolutely. So, you know what? NHL season's in full swing. Other leagues, ECHL, AHL, NCAA, the PHF. I mean, hockey is upon us, Caps fans. The day that you never thought would come is finally here. So enjoy it while it lasts. Hopefully, you know, knock on wood, everything stays this way, that there's no crazy outbreaks or anything. And, you know, I'm almost in shock that this is not, we're back. I mean, it's been 2 years, dude. Do you feel almost like, I just feel very, and it's not the beard talking. It's just, I feel very fuzzy about everything. Like,
it's weird.
Yeah, like, I'm covering games again. Like, and, you know, there's always that, like, off-season slump. But with the uncertainty of, like, the past 2 years, like, are we even going to have a season? Like, is it going to be postponed? I almost feel like it's a mirage.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. So, until puck drop happens on the 13th, I don't know if, and of course we're talking into the past because, you know, we are time traveling here. I don't know if it's going to happen. So I'm just going to say, I hope severely that everything goes off without a hitch. And Caps fans, we're here with you. We're going to be here with you twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, until the end of the season and forever, ever after that, until Paulie gets fucking mad and punches me in the face and decides that he doesn't want to do this anymore. And then I'll just have to find a new co-host, but I'm not sure I can. So, I mean, that's just how it's going to be.
Yeah. So be ready for that day.
Paulie's already like cracking his knuckles. He's like, be ready for that day, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, Caps fans, it's late. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being with us. If you're an OG fan, you know where to find us. But if you're new, every Monday and Thursdays, like we said, we'll be out here. We'll be talking. Thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network. Thanks for sticking with us or tuning in for the first time. We hope you stay. Until next week, Hockey Troll, Poly Cupcakes, signing off.
Bye.
Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Poly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Poly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, at Caps Chirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network at HockeyPodNet on social and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.